NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, here he is, NFL Playbook, our guy, the senior NFL insider for ESPN, Adam Schefter. Good afternoon, Schefty.
Anthony Matty Ice, how are we doing today?
Doing well, because we have a Big Ten restart. They are going to be up against it, my friend. They're going to start October 24th and try to play nine straight weeks, which will include a championship game and a ninth game for all teams, even if you're not in the championship. But the big one is the 21-day sit if you test positive. The rapid testing to get the results right away gave all these universities apparently the confidence to go forward. I know you're a Big Ten man. Your reaction?
Well, excuse me. I'm speaking to the truth that I'm excited that they're coming back. You know, here's the thing. I think that we see football going on everywhere, right? And the NFL, as an example, this weekend on Saturday, tested every one of its players, coaches, administrators, in-stadium personnel, 5,000 tests. They said that they got zero positives. Zero. Mm. Out of 5,000. So if the NFL is operating, and I know it's not on a college campus and it's not a lot of kids around, a lot of other kids, all those things are true. But if this is going on, why can't colleges attempt to try it, right? I mean, I don't know. That would be my sense, that if everybody else is doing it, not to be a conformist, not to be a follower, why couldn't they try doing it and see how it works? And by the way, if there's an outbreak and there's a setback and they can't do it, well, then guess what? They can't do it.
Yeah, no doubt, Shefty. Bringing in some NFL stuff here, man. Let's start with the guy that used to play in the Big Ten, suiting up for the Buckeyes, Michael Thomas. What's going on with him, Shefty, and his availability for the Saints Monday night game coming up here soon?
Well, they are not expecting him to play Monday night, the Saints. Now, Michael Thomas is a very tough guy. He's missed one game his entire NFL career. So he's not used to missing time, doesn't want to miss time, is not planning to miss time. But the fact of the matter is he got this ankle sprain. So he's going to miss some time. The question is how much, how quickly he can recover. I think he'd like to try to play Monday night in Las Vegas against the Raiders, but that's not going to happen. He won't be out there. And then we'll see how much time he does miss. My guess is he misses 2-3 weeks.
Adam Schefter with us. Browns lay an egg against one of the best teams, certainly in the league, in the Baltimore Ravens. Odell Beckham with a bad drop. The offense was really out of sync, and they were chasing that game. My question to you is this noise now around another bad game from Odell Beckham Jr., is it just noise, or do you think that other teams and the Browns might start having a little backroom chatter about, I mean, you'd be selling low on him, that's for sure, because he didn't play well, but anything to it, anything other than just fans making noise?
I guess the way I would answer that would be this. There's nothing to it that I can tell at this time. How's that? Right?
Yeah.
I recognize in this league, things change on a week-to-week basis, right? And if they lose to the Bengals and they go 0-2, the noise and chatter are going to start ratcheting up. They just are. That's what happens when you lose in this league. There are changes. Things start to happen. Unpredictable things happen to teams that lose. And if we go back and look at all the teams that traded players trade deadline in previous years, when the season started, if I had told you that these players would be traded, those teams would have said, no, we're not trading him, right? But then they lose. Dynamics change. Energy shifts. And all of a sudden, players that you had no intention of trading, all of a sudden, there's some discussion and speculation about them. Now, again, I think today the Browns don't intend or plan to trade Odell Beckham Jr. today. What if they lose to the Bengals? What if they're 1-4? What if things start going that way as we get closer to the trade deadline? And if that were the case, I would say at that point in time, anything's possible.
Shefty, heading up to Chicago, man, had some news about potentially an upset wide receiver in Allen Robinson. Some stories going back and forth. Did he ask for a trade? Did he not ask for a trade? Do you have any clarity on what Allen Robinson is looking for right now?
Well, Allen and his agent both told me last night that they have not asked for a trade. Now, that doesn't mean that, it's like the Odell thing. Does that mean he's not getting traded? I don't think they're trading him. I don't think they want to trade him. I don't think they plan to trade him. I don't think there are any discussions about trading him. And the agent and the player have not asked, according to them, for a trade. Okay, but what happens if they're not winning? What happens if they're losing? What happens if they can't get a contract done? What happens if this keeps, like, anything could happen. Today, as it stands, the Bears are 1-0. They went on the road in Detroit last week. Allen Robinson and the Bears have reached an impasse in contract discussions where they are a part of negotiations, a part enough that clearly the player is upset enough to remove all references to the Bears on his social media outlets. So he does that. And once he does that yesterday, that's when everybody starts noticing and talking about it. It becomes a story, right? So he takes down the references and the topic heats up. And again, it all goes away if the Bears and Robinson reach a new contract agreement here at some point, which they certainly can do, but they're not close to doing right now. And as long as that's the case, it'll continue to be an issue.
A couple coaches that took some heat for game one decisions. And maybe, first of all, anything that happens in Dallas certainly will make a headline. McCarthy not taking the 3 points early in the fourth to tie the game, going for it. They don't get it. Fangio not calling his timeouts. But I think you got to err on the McCarthy side of it. What's the reaction on the 4th-and-3 decision? How much heat does he take for this right out of the gate?
Here's what I always say with these things. If they had gotten that offensive pass interference call and won the game, nobody would be talking about it. Nobody would talk. I've had this conversation with so many coaches over time, right? Like, I don't care what the decision is. Yes, some are better than others, but how about, like, Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks letting the clock run down, not using his timeouts? Mm-hmm. They pick up a pass. Nobody ever remembers it. But Vic Fangio lets the clock run down. They lose the game, and now people want to roast them, right? Didn't Bill Belichick do the same thing in the Super Bowl? He did. So, basically, whatever decision you make, if it works out, you're going to be lauded. And if it doesn't, you're going to be roasted. And so, I think these coaches are smart enough to know that that comes with the territory. When they're in the positions they are with the salaries they make and the attention they get, that's what happens. You win, you're great. Mm-hmm. You lose, you stink. And what do you do wrong?
Shefty, sticking in the AFC North, Pittsburgh had a couple guys that were dinged up. Can you give us the latest on James Conner and his availability for their next game? And right tackle Zach Banner, looks like he's going to be out for the season from what I saw. Are they going to go outside of the building for that, or do you think they have an in-house fix to shore up that offensive line position?
Well, I would say there aren't many offensive linemen on the street at this point in time that can come in and help. So my guess is they've got somebody on the squad to go do that. And yes, he did got a torn ACL. James Conner's got a sprained ankle. It doesn't seem to be too bad based on what Mike Tomlin said yesterday, that they're going to, quote-unquote, leave the light on for him. So that tells me that it's possible that he's going to play. But what I would say is this, that Benny Snell came on and played so well the other night that you don't need to rush back James Conner, you know, like give him a week, give him 2 weeks, yeah. See if he's healthy. And by the way, they're 1-0, right? So if they keep rolling and they're winning and Benny Snell's producing, what do you need to go rush James Conner back for? Get him ready. It's a long season. You're going to need him at some point in time.
Let me ask you about Josh Gordon. And I don't know if there's any new news at all to it, but that's why I'm going to ask you. I saw him with a cryptic tweet earlier this week, and it just read, "Welp, not this week." What can you tell us about what the commissioner in the league might do with Gordon? Any chances that he could come back earlier than expected?
Well, earlier than expected would have been to start the season, right? It hasn't happened, so he's not going to be back earlier than expected, okay? And I think that he and the Seahawks are waiting for an answer. I know the Seahawks have been waiting for weeks now. And I can't answer as to why it takes the league this long to reinstate a guy. Maybe there was a setback in the process. Who knows? You know, we don't know. That's a very private, secret process. And again, I know my job is to dispense information, but there's just not a lot of information in that area to dispense. It's the kind of thing that even the Seahawks don't know. I do know that they have been in touch with the league on a regular basis, awaiting an answer, as I'm sure Josh Gordon has. And to date, there has been no answer and no reinstatement. And so we sit back and wait, and that's why Josh Gordon tweets what he does. I think at some point this season, I don't know when it'll be, I would think that he would be reinstated. And when he does, he goes back to Seattle and adds another weapon into the Russell Wilson arsenal.
All right, buddy. What's your gut feeling on Thursday night? Browns, Bengals. Who wins it?
Well, I'll say this. The loser of that game is in a real hole. The loser of that game is in a world of trouble. And I think that here's the deal. If the Bengals lose, nobody's going to really notice or talk about it all that much because I don't think the expectations were all that high and people will accept it. But if the Browns lose and they go 0-2 and they lose to the Bengals to go 0-2 and they're off to start, I'm just telling you that the Odell fireworks are going to start up. You'll see. Like, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It'll be monumental. It'll be monumental if they lose to Cincinnati. I absolutely agree with you. It's
monumental. Monumental. Whoa. Where's the game at?
Does it matter?
Is it in Cleveland?
It's in Cleveland.
It's in Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, if the Browns lose that game, so the Browns last week lose at Baltimore, so they would lose. They would lose at home. They'd be 0-2. I'm just telling you, like, you're going to hear a lot of Browns noise for 10 days if they lose that game.
Oh, it's no question.
Real quick, Shefty, let me hop in here. After that, they get Washington, and then after that, three tough games, Cowboys, Colts, and the Steelers. So, yeah, the conversation would definitely be a lot louder after that due to the schedule and the opponents.
How do you think Odell's going to hold up if that team is, like, 1-4? 1-5? You think he's going to go down quiet?
No, he's trying to show the world that he's still the man. He needs to start putting up some numbers. He's got a lot to prove, I'm sure.
No,
they've not connected. They've not connected.
No, they played a really good team, and they got exposed. We'll find out because now they're playing a kind of a upstart competitive team that got a moral victory, and there's nothing more that Joe Burrow would like to do in his second game in the NFL is to take down Baker Mayfield. Like, that's
I think the Bengals are a little bit better than people realize, a little bit better.
They got to get that O-line going, man. That O-line, they got to get Mixon going. They cannot – right now, he can throw it, but they haven't been able to run it very well. So, that'll be big.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game, for the Browns.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Shefty, great job, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, look forward to it. Be well, stay safe, have a great week, and let's get back Big Ten football.